3 o'clock hour of the Mike Mussnelli Show. 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Corpulence Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie and Huggy party trays. Every bit is good. All right, let's get some medical information on how we're dealing with coronavirus and what we should, how we should act, what we should do. Can we go out anywhere? Let's bring in Dr. Paul Miller on the Comcast Business Hotline. Beyond Fast, Dr. Miller, a member of the Pinnacle Physicians Group in Northeast Philly. Dr. Miller, how are you today?
Good, Mike. How you doing?
Doing good. Now, I didn't even know where to ask you. I'm trying to get a how-to on how should, we should act, but I don't even know if you could give us that. So what are the most prudent steps that we can take right now to avoid this whole thing?
Well, there's been, you know, a lot of panic in the area, and this is, you know, really an unparalleled time for us with all the closings of the sports and everything. And I think people want information. So the information you need is this. If you are older, which is older than 60 years old, if you have chronic medical conditions, pulmonary conditions, uncontrolled diabetes, if you have heart disease, if you're immunocompromised, if you're on chronic steroids, people in that category will have increased risk of developing a more severe infection. So those people need to do their best to stay home, stay out of, you know, big areas with large crowds, stay out of large gatherings, and just wait this thing out until it dies down a little bit.
Okay, so what can we do? Like, we have to go to the grocery store, right? Can we go to the mall? What should we not do?
Well, you know, if the world was composed of a bunch of 25 or 30 year old healthy people, we wouldn't have much of a worry because everybody would get sick. They'd get, you know, this strain of the coronavirus, COVID-19, and in a couple weeks they'd all get better. But unfortunately, you know, we live in a world that some people aren't as healthy as others, and they're going to get very sick. And this particular strain tends to cause more pneumonia and may have a little bit of a higher mortality rate. So the answer to your question is, it depends on the person. If you're young and healthy and you don't care for elderly family members, you're not around older people, you know, you want to go to the grocery store, you want to go to your doctor's office, that's fine. You got to be more careful if you're in one of those other groups that we talked about earlier and try to stay out of the crowds as much as you can.
All right, let's take me, right? I'm like 100 years old, but I'm active and I work out. And I do have a little heart situation several years ago. So a guy like me, I play golf, hang out with the fellas.
Well, you don't have to. You don't have to. You know, confine yourself to your house. Mm-hmm. You can go about your normal activity, staying away from large crowds. When you're with people, try to keep your distance at least 6 feet apart. You know, I'd avoid handshaking. And the common mistakes people make is that they often touch their face. And this is one of the things you don't hear as much about. And I've seen people wear gloves because they're worried about picking up this virus, and they rub their nose and their eyes. So keep your hands away from your face. Wash your hands on any exposure. And not just a rinse, a good 20-second vigorous wash. If you don't have a sink present, you can't wash your hands, use a reputable hand sanitizer that's alcohol-based. And you just do what you can do. Nobody's going to be 100%, but you try to minimize your exposure.
What about travel?
Well, travel should be on an individual basis. So if you fall into one of those groups, you probably ought to stay out of cruise ships, airplanes, and trains. If you're a young, healthy person and you have a very, very important business trip that you have to get to, you have to weigh out the risks and the benefits. But certainly if you have risk factors that we talked about earlier, you don't want to do that. And it's not just the healthy people. Those healthy people a lot of times are around elderly people and people that are sick. And before they develop symptoms, they could actually spread it to those people. So there's other people to think about besides the actual.
I get that, but the airlines are open. Like, they have their own public health officials advising them. You think it'd be wise if the airlines just had a moratorium right now?
I don't think that a moratorium is the right way to go. I think we have to have a set of guidelines and precautions, and if they're followed, I think we'll be okay.
All right. In your opinion, is this overblown? Because a lot of people think it's overblown. Where do you come out? What side do you come out on this?
Well, I come out on both sides, unfortunately, because you don't know what you don't know. And so far, there is no vaccine. There is no antiviral treatment. So when you don't know answers, you have to lean on the side of being more conservative. So I would say that, you know, are people taking it a bit too far? Possibly, but for good reason, because you just don't know where this thing's going to end.
All right, so then you can't possibly take it too far. You know, and in other words, the more cautious you are, it can never hurt you.
Correct.
All right, now, St. Patrick's Day. A lot of people want to go out. Those Aaron Express buses are still rolling. A lot of people are going to go to the bars and drink. Did they cancel the Aaron Express? Oh, okay, so but the bars are still open. What about that environment?
Probably would avoid it. It's again, you know, we expect that this is going to carry on for several more months, possibly into the summer. And you know, the best way to mitigate your risk is to avoid large gatherings.
All right. Anything else that you want the people to know?
Yeah. Don't panic. You know, just follow the guidelines. You know, listen to the advice by the medical experts and your doctor. And everything at some point in the near future will blow over and we'll be fine.
How's it going to blow over?
It'll blow over. It's like a fire that burns out. You know, people will get it. It'll spread. Just like in China now, you know, they hit their peak and the number of new cases is dramatically decreasing. And that'll happen here eventually, too. You know, this is a little bit more large scale than other epidemics we've had, like SARS. But eventually these things will go away. Society will return to the way it was before. Sports will continue, and everything will be fine.
There is a lack of testing kits available in this country. Why is that?
Well, we were a little late to the party. You know, China might not have been as foregoing with us as you know, as they should have been. But the other problem is not only the testing kits; it's how do you get tested? Most doctors' offices, including myself, we don't want to bring people in who could have been exposed because we don't want our elderly sick people to have exposure. So those people are being self-isolated at home, and the ones who get really sick and have difficulty breathing go to the hospital. So it's a matter of finding a place to test you. Right now, there are some drive-in centers established from some hospitals. Christiana has one in Delaware near the ballpark there, where you just drive up. If you have the right risk factors, they will test you. And you go home, you isolate yourself, and you'll get the result. So that's, I think, what you're going to see more of in the weeks to come.
All right, doctor, last question. The supermarkets are out of control. There are reports of lines, people hoarding certain things like toilet paper. And I assume that everybody's afraid that they're going to be quarantined in their house. That's not a good situation when other people go and there's nothing left to buy. What would you advise in this area?
Well, the most important thing is to have an ample supply of your medications. That's number one, because without that, you're in trouble. And then if you have the non-perishable items there to sustain you, you should be okay. It's mostly the you know, the people in the high-risk group that need to stay in. So the other people will still have access to get groceries and whatnot. And like I said earlier, don't panic. Everything will be fine. And, you know, you gotta trust the process, Mike.
Okay. All right, Dr. Thank you very much, Dr. Paul Miller, the Pinnacle Physicians Group of Northeast Philly.